This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane.
Monday, December 18th. God's word for you today is people, people, people. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, and it says, "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." God will always use people to lift you up. God will connect you to great men and women that will lift you up. However, it is important to note that sometimes greatness is not necessarily physical or financial. For instance, in Naaman's case, it was a little girl in his house that was the great person that God used to heal him of his leprosy. 2 Kings chapter 5, please read. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not lack the people that you need for your lifting ever again in the mighty name of Jesus. Beginning today, you will never in your life say, 'I have no one.'" If the enemy wants to destroy somebody, he first makes the person a loner or isolates the person. There are covenant connections that you should hold on to for the rest of your life. But the enemy will do all he can to make you lose those covenant connections, and his objective is to strip you. One of the things my grandmother used to say was that people are her clothing. Have you heard the saying before? Every time God wants to lift you, God will use the people that he has put in your life or bring new people into your life to lift you up. Some people just step into your life, lift you up, and step out. Some people come in from the beginning and stay. They are always there to help you. Those are covenant helpers. And as God is blessing you, God will bless them also. The man in John chapter 5 got to a place where he had no man. I am sure that from day one, it was not like that. For him to have gotten to the pool, he must have had people that would have taken him there and promised to be with him until he gets his healing. He must have had people who promised to keep vigil and pray with him. But year one became year two, and year two became year three. Then year three became year four, and before they knew it, it was year 12. If in year one he had 12 friends standing with him, by year 5 there were only 2, and by year 12 the man looked around and there was no one. He was stuck there. Are you weary of people who say to you, "We are in this together," but when you look back, you cannot find them? Are you not weary of people who say to you, "Till death do us part," and you wake up at night and they are gone? This man said to Jesus, "I know the process. When God stirs the water, a helper should carry you inside. And since I have no one, the question you are asking me is not relevant. I do not stand a chance." But the mistake he was making was that he was so fixated on the process that he did not see the God that puts the process in place. Let us pray. Father, robe me with quality people and covenant relationships, and help me to be a quality person in my relationships. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.